True or false, guys? True or false? Did RFK say, does it cause people to go transgender? Craig, would you like to go first?
He did. He did say that.
So you're saying that's true?
That's
Madge?
true. I'll go with true. He seems very confident in his answer. So the next one I'll answer first, but I'm going to cheat on this one.
That's because it is true. He did say that.
You're way too confident in your answer. I was like, yeah, you know something.
God damn it. I'm giving the
And
game
apparently
away.
also autism.
That one, okay, that one would be an easy one because of the stuff that happened in the UK. So that one I can
Yeah,
imagine.
that's potentially the new secretary for medicine or whatever the fuck they call it over there. I don't know,
Herbology.
apothecary. True or false? Nigel Farage once suggested Israel disproportionately influenced the United States. Madge first.
I'll go with true.
You think he'd say that live on in public?
Yeah, I mean, he said we should move to a US style health system live in public. So, there's stuff Nigel would say.
Craig.
I feel like it's got to be true. It's very Nigel Farage in that it's not necessarily the smartest, most, educated thing that you could possibly say in the world. But
Is true, and it was in
let's
last week's
go.
episode. Oh, we were drawing. Yeah, he said it on LBC, and I was like, that's literally what Eric Cartman was saying. He's literally carbon copied Eric Cartman, which is just. Question three. Donald Trump praised Joe Biden over RFK Jr. Craig.
I'm going to say false on the basis that you said Donald Trump praised Joe Biden. And no, I don't believe that happened ever.
Match.
I'll go with true because I think he was a bit nicer towards Biden after the election.
The answer is true.
Yes.
And the comments that he made, essentially he was saying, because RFK Jr. It was at the time when RFK Jr. was running against him and Trump was desperate to get him out of the race because he thought he was going to swing it in enough of a direction that Biden would win, that Kamala Harris would win. So he basically said he'd pick Biden over RFK as leader of the United States because the United States would last two more years under Biden than it would under RFK.
And he's the guy that's going to be health secretary.
And he's not the guy that's going to be the health secretary.
That's what he's looking for, competency above all else, clearly.
Yeah.
There's a rumor kicking around online that Trump's hoping that the Senate are just going to go, we can't approve RFK, and Trump's just going to go, well, there you go. I tried to get you in, and your own comments came back against you.
Possible.
It's possible. Final one. Donald Trump claims he was offered a knighthood and turned it down.
I got it true.
It's got to be true.
You think our government would give him a knighthood after an insurrection, Epstein?
No. But I feel like he claims he was offered one. Just like I could claim I was offered a knighthood. I was offered a peerage by Sir Keir, and I turned it down because I don't believe in that kind of stuff. So
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
yeah, Alex, I'm surprised you weren't offered one.
Yeah, well, that would make me quite the champagne socialist, wouldn't it?
Get paid. You get paid to sleep in the House of Lords. I'll take that.
I take that. That's easy work. It's false.
Fuck.
He never claimed it. Never claimed it. Right? I think that's a draw, guys.
I think Maggie won, right?
Yeah, I won by a point.
You're just doing a Donald Trump thing and making the claim so that you get
No,
the credit.
I won. Check the tape. I won by a point. It's
I
very close.
definitely. I'm pretty sure I won, but
Stop
we'll play tape
the
back. Stop the count.
count. Stop the count. No more questions.
Welcome everyone to the Sunday Roast, and we're back with an exclusive. Craig from Just Some Geezer, please can
Hi.
you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Craig. I run the YouTube channel Just Some Geezer. Talk about politics, talk about business, talk about not nice people for the most part. I don't want to say conservatives, but not nice people.
Madge, my co-host, can you introduce yourself?
So I'm Madge. I run the Big Madge Studios YouTube channel where we also talk about British politics and some not so nice people and some very mediocre people. And I'm joined by another geezer and my co-host Alex.
Hi, my name's Alex. I'm an author, journalist, and historian, and YouTuber. I run Political X and Sunday Roast. Right, Craig, man, it's an absolute pleasure having you here. Can
Thank you.
you tell us a little bit about how you got started with what you got, like what inspired you to start doing those videos? Because they are awesome.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on. It's sort of a convoluted story, but I'll keep it relatively sweet. When I was I grew up in Wales. I lived my life in Wales until I was about 20 years old. At that point, I joined the military. So I lived in England for a little while, and then I got transferred to Germany and lived in Germany for sort of 3 or 4 years. And now I've moved back to England. I just kind of settled here. So all my family are Welsh, everybody that I grew up with Welsh. And the reason why the channel started is a little bit petty, maybe, but I noticed that there was I'm not a massive fan of the royal family, I admit. Fuck me, right? So not a massive fan of the royal family, and obviously as you go through the military, you swear, that you're going to protect and all this kind of stuff. And then living specifically in the south of England, there's a lot of people who are very empathetic and sympathetic to the royals. They love all that kind of good stuff. And I always used to get into arguments with people at work. I always used to get in arguments with my girlfriend, lovely girlfriend, amazing girlfriend, definitely. Had a couple of arguments about that. And I wanted a kind of outlet for me to get out these kinds of arguments in a way that was healthy for my social life, one. But it was a really good sort of outlet for me to kind of argue for things that I thought was right in a way that let me also kind of express a bit of creativity and that kind of comedy writing. And, so I kind of like, I produced that first video. Don't go and watch it. It's awful. It's embarrassing. It's horrible to listen to now. But I kind of got addicted to that kind of that writing. And the kind of expression and all those kinds of good things that come with it. And yeah, that's kind of how it all started. It kind of became a, I want to talk about things that frustrate me. It wasn't so much that I wanted to write videos about all these horrible people. But yeah, things that I just thought weren't right, that there wasn't really a lot of press around. I thought it was good fun to kind of write about and satirize it.
It's amazing how many people we've had on the show that started their YouTube channel for that very reason. Either they had no outlet within their friendship group, or they felt that there was no outlet within the media and they needed to get their voice out to be able to express how pissed off they were with everything. And it's interesting as well, because obviously, with a military background, you'd assume there would be to the right of politics within that. Not always, but you would sort of, I think I'd say it's a stereotype or a cliche type of thinking that you would assume that, even though actually being in the military teaches you have to work within a team, which is, even though you do work down the chain of command. So you've got this sort of slight juxtaposition of the values that can appear within there. And yet you've targeted heavily the right wing and to some extent really torpedoed them with some of your videos.
I've been accused of going over the top once or twice. I make no apologies. But there's, yeah, I think you're right. It's the where, especially where I live, it's quite a conservative area, and you hear some shit. People talking about things with absolutely no understanding. I think it's a really good trait for you to understand what you don't know and to just be honest about the fact that, hey, I'm not 100% sure about this, but and then kind of be open to having your mind changed. It's definitely not something that you come across too often. And so, like I said, when my sort of you hear people talk about their political awakening, where they, like you said, they start their YouTube channels, they start going out there and kind of producing their stuff. For me, it was around about the start of COVID-ish. Hence why a lot of the videos are all based around conservative politicians for the most part. It's not necessarily that I have have anything against people who are politically on the right. I think there's valid arguments for people on the right. I'm empathetic to, capitalism and all that kind of stuff. I generally think that capitalism has the best way of managing sort of markets and all that kind of stuff without too much sort of government intervention, all that kind of stuff. I think there's merit to those kinds of arguments, but what we've seen from especially sort of Conservative Party 2020 onwards has been gross negligence. As opposed to just a difference of opinion,
Any of those people put into a military situation would fuck it up. Like that's the long and short of it. That would be my opinion. And maybe there's the odd exception of some of the guys that actually served. I think there was
Tugun Hat was one,
James
and there was
Connolly.
the other. I can't remember the other dude's name. He was annoying
Mercer.
as hell. Johnny, yeah, Mercer. That's it. Yeah,
And then there
that
was
guy sucked. Fuck that guy. Honestly, he's such a bitch.
this is where Craig tells us he was in his unit.
Craig's like,
He
I
was
was
a
his
good friend,
commanding
actually. He's a
officer.
really good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was his commanding officer. I told him to run into that trench and he said no.
But
Oh, dear. Who was the secretary for the Conservative Party who charged the military? I think he quit partway through because he
Ben
was
Wallace.
told. Yeah, I heard a lot of positive feedback coming in on social media from what he did with the
I
military.
mean, to be
So
fair, the
there's like
bar is very
three.
low. That
Could
the
you imagine
bar is.
Boris Johnson running around with a machine gun or suit? I said it couldn't carry anything. He
I
collapsed under
didn't
the
see that.
weight.
He'd pay someone to do it for him. He's like, carry that machine gun up the hill. Now, with Ben Wallace though, the bar was low, and all he did really was arm Ukraine. Like, the British military is in a complete mess. It's been a mess for. I think even during the Blair years, it was really bad. The Iraq War kind of exposed how bad the British military was in terms of like resources and stuff. Like the armored cars we had were awful from what I remember reading. So, things like that. So like yeah, Ben Wallace. I don't. He just armed Ukraine. That's about it. I don't think he's got many successes outside of that. It's a low bar. He also has accusations of stolen valor, which was hilarious. That was the funniest tweet thread I think I've read from any politician, where he claimed to be on the front lines in Northern Ireland. And he said, oh yeah, I'm different to these guys because I was on the front lines. They were just doing the trade border stuff. And some guy, one of the unionists, he was like, well, I was, he goes, no, you weren't on the front lines. He goes, who the hell are you? And he shows his like tattoo with his squadron picture. And he's like, this is where I was. Where were you? And then all you see is Ben Wallace deletes his tweets. And then the next day he drops out of the Tory party race. I was thinking, right, what the hell's going on here? So I asked someone who's Irish, what's this about? And she explained it to me. And I was like, the cheek of this geezer acting like he was in the front lines is crazy. So yeah, no, but again, like, no, he's higher in my estimation than Johnny Mercer because that guy was, I in my opinion, he was wasted going on Question Time. And then any time a lady spoke, he's like, nah, shut the hell up, a man speaking. And that was his appearances on like three different news shows. I'm like, please, someone shut this man up. Oh,
Yeah.
PTSD from that era.
Did you see Johnny Mercer when he went into prison for that trial where they put him in
No.
prison for a week with real offenders or former real offenders?
I'm sure I saw something about that, but I can't remember it. Didn't he get like intimidated by it? He said something really sort of off the cuff to one of the prisoners, and they just kind of stepped up on him, and he was like, and just kind of froze. Was that him?
The two incidents I remember was the one where the guy pulled tobacco out of his ass. And Mercer then smashed a window, which means that he actually caused damage inside a prison in a trial, which to me meant he couldn't handle that situation. But then, out of all of us, how many of us really could say that they could deal with
Oh.
someone taking that out of their backside?
I wouldn't
And
put
then
myself in
the I
such a
think
situation.
what?
I wouldn't put myself in that kind of situation. If they said, do you think you could survive a week in prison? It's like, no, that's why I'm not a criminal.
And then I think the thing that you referenced, Craig, was the bit where he was trying to explain to a prisoner that he always has a choice in terms of
Yeah.
committing a crime. Is that the thing you're referring to? Because the guy just got up and I think he flipped the food over and just stormed off because
That's it,
Mercer
yeah.
just couldn't.
No, God.
It came across as like a total lack of empathy. It's like, no, there's just choices and you make a choice and that's it. And it's like so easy to say that when you, I mean, from what I've understood, he's had a relatively decent life.
He thinks he's the main character, like his Sonic explained to Shadow, you always have a chance to do the right thing. Like, no, my guy, you're speaking to a criminal in prison. Like, no, like it doesn't work like that. Oh, how's he think it's gonna go? He's like, no, you've made bad choices in your life. Don't worry, just because you murdered three people, it doesn't mean you can't make the right decision now. Like, what? This guy is tapped.
It says a lot, doesn't it? Okay, so what I actually wanted to talk about as the opening topic, because a poll came out this week, was Gen Z coming out and saying, I think it was what, 52% said they wouldn't mind having an authoritarian leader and doing away with democracy. And, as a history and politics teacher, that's pretty much one of our key jobs is to reiterate what happened with World War II and communism and go, no, don't do that. That's a bad idea. So, I apologize. I obviously haven't done my fair share of trying to convince the youth that dictatorships are a fucking bad idea. You don't want to end up like Putin. I will say, though, just on one thing, and I'll pitch it over to you, Craig, that when I looked into the detail of it, it looked like there were 13 to 18-year-olds included in the survey. So I know it's Channel 4 that ran it. So I take it with a slight pinch of salt because you're just going, I could maybe see some of those questions being put forward. And the 13, 14, 15, 16-year-olds might not get it, especially if they've only got a smattering of history, because I don't think history's not compulsory anymore, which is fucking wild. And that, to me, in the survey showed why it should be. What are your thoughts, Craig?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you did fuck up, Alex, and I'm blaming you on this one. Secondly, I think the veracity of the poll, like you said, is something that we should we ought think about, you know. If anybody's wondering as well, I have a horrendous cold and that's why I sound awful right now. But yeah, I mean, like you said, the poll was conducted between 13 to 27-year-olds. And I'm pretty sure, at least from what I read, 42% of people look favorably upon having somebody like Andrew Tate as the dictator. So I don't know how much of it. It's interesting because you see polls like this come out. I don't know about anybody else, but I've never been polled for anything in my life ever. So I kind of wonder who they're talking to with a lot of these. I take it with a pinch of salt that, you know, maybe if you ask a 14-year-old, do you reckon it'd be a good idea if Andrew Tate was the president of the fucking United States or whatever? They're probably gonna meme. I can't imagine that anybody realistically would like a dictatorship if presented with the option. But again, I suppose everybody might look a little bit more favorably upon a dictator if it was a dictator that agreed with them, you know?
It's funny that you brought up Andrew Tate, and I just go, is that just down to the influence of social media more than it is within the education system? And it's just, as you said, they're so young, they've been plied with this idea. Because I know the schools are really are pushing back on Andrew Tate and trying to convince kids that they shouldn't be thinking along those lines.
Yeah, I think you're a lot more sort of socially influenced at those kinds of ages as well. And I mean, even in your early 20s, you know, when I was in my early 20s, I thought there was nothing more to learn, and I know the kind of guy that I am, and you know, that's that. And now I'm 32 goddamn years old, and I look back at early 20s Craig and go, holy shit, that guy's a fucking idiot. So, you know, again, nothing surprises me anymore. We've got a second term of Donald Trump, you know. We've got Elon Musk running a department literally called Doge. Like, holy fucking shit. So it's worrying, but I think there's a way to go to convince people, you know.
Yeah, I think Craig's probably right. Some kids memeing and stuff like that probably don't know what the difference is between the two. But I wouldn't be surprised if people would have chosen it just because democracy has not really worked for them in terms of like those kids like Gen Z. I think in general the poll title's a bit misleading, but like democracy is not really working in this country anyways. So I'm not surprised people want something slightly different or very different in this case because it's bad. The system's been bad for a long time. And these kids would have grown up under just economic stagnation, their schools being trash, no youth services whatsoever, lots of gangs. Like some of these kids, you know, depending on what area they live in, they might have had their phone stolen and no one's cared. You know, like knife crime's pretty bad in school, like around that age group as well. If we took the poll seriously, I can kind of see why if they look at the current thing and think this is a bit of crap, like, because it doesn't work. And it's not working, especially for them, because they can't vote, so politicians don't care.
It's funny because you both said the word democracy. And Jordan Peterson, he was on a, I think he was on a chat with Piers Morgan, two your favorites, Greg, where they were talking about why the Middle East was in such a bad state. And he was suggesting that it was down to the lack of democracy being there. And then he reeled off this list of how many countries in the Middle East or that were had a predominant Muslim population and suggested that only three were democracies. So I was like, that doesn't sound right. Outside of Africa, he said. So I did the research and it turns out there was like 13, 15. And then you're going, well, wait a minute, what's his definition? And I looked over at the UK, and it's funny because Craig, you said you had to take oath of allegiance to the king. You've got a king that you don't get to elect. You've got a House of Lords you don't get to elect. You've got a Supreme Court that you don't get to elect. You've got no formal constitution to protect your rights, and you don't vote for a president. In the House of Lords, there are, I always get the number wrong, I think it's 27 Lords Spiritual. And the only other place on the planet that exists is Iran, which we keep railing against in the press. To which I then go, are we actually in a democracy? Because I'm looking at all of that and going, that could be part of the reason why kids are getting put off. They're looking elsewhere and they're going, well, there are like six potential institutions and I get to vote for one every 4 years. And then I get no say. Or you might be able to argue you could get to vote for your mayor and you get to vote for a councillor. I think there was another stat that got thrown out last week I'd never heard before, but I think it's claimed that Britain's one of the most centralized governments in the West. It's like they haven't shared out power, which is crazy considering it's actually a union, and you've got Wales, Northern Ireland, Scotland. So yeah, are we in a democracy? Like, what do you think, Madge?
Think it would be called a flawed democracy, given with 36% of the vote, you can have the vast majority of seats. So I'd say it's a very flawed democracy. With the Supreme Court thing, I think I'm glad it's not elected by the public, because we'd vote for the worst judges imaginable. It would be like America, where they have like also the worst judges imaginable. So that one I'm fine with. It's the House of Lords one that's a big problem. The fact that you don't really get a lot of say over your MP, you get a choice of two, depending on where you live. So that's not great. And then sometimes you might get the worst pick of the lot, really, in terms of like you don't really pick the person because you're voting for a party. And if you're not involved in the party selection process, you don't really get much of a say in that respect, like on the shortlist or anything like that. And sometimes they'll parachute people in, like the Labour Party have done that, the Tory Party have done that. They'll just parachute people into safe seats and you don't really get a say. There's no recourse if your MP doesn't really reply to you and things like that. They don't have to care what your opinion is. So yeah, I'd say it's a very flawed democracy. And I think other countries have more federal systems because they're worried about takeover. Like Germany has a very federal system. And I think, the fact you mentioned basically devolution, we don't really have a lot of devolution. And all it does is create a football for those kind of devolved, governments or whatever to say, well, we don't have enough, we don't have the powers to do X, Y, and Z, therefore it's not working. And you got the Westminster government saying, well, actually you do. And it just creates like a real problem with things actually getting done. So yeah, it's a really flawed system that we have. Like even in America, like the way some states have a lot of power in terms of there's a lot of difference between between state and states. I think I'm trying to remember which one. Oregon is very different to like Texas, I'd say, in terms of the way they are, in terms of even drug legalization and things like that. Whereas in the UK, you can't, Scotland can't legalize weed, for example. So like we don't have a very good democratic system at all.
I mean, I agree with Madge. It's not that we don't have a democracy, it's just that we have a particularly kind of not very functional one. Something that's quite archaic in its kind of design. I'm definitely empathetic to the calls for independence for Wales, and Scotland's obviously had its time in the spotlight with the whole independence argument as well. There's definitely the thing that I empathize most about is especially Wales being a predominantly it's sort of a more left-wing kind of place to be. Most people, they don't really draw the lines at these sort of like overarching ideas of whether or not something is appropriately identifiable as a democracy versus, a dictatorship and all these kinds of things. Most people walking down the street are looking at, hey, I get to get free prescriptions in Wales, and that means more to me than whoever the fuck my MP is or whatever the hell else is going on. It's I pay about the same amount of tax and I get more for my money in Wales. If there's the choice between keeping this that I like and, potentially going a bit more down the road of paying for prescriptions, paying more for your council tax, all these different kinds of things, then yeah. I mean, you've got to make the choices that are best for you at the end of the day. And I'm always one for the UK, should remain. I don't think anybody seceding is a good thing, but I'm definitely empathetic to the arguments for sure. Yeah.
What do you mean you get free prescriptions in Wales?
Brother, you get free prescriptions. You don't have to pay a tenner a prescription. You just get
I
them for free.
thought that was only in Scotland. It's in Wales as well.
Yeah.
England's so fucking washed.
It's fucked, mate.
Absolutely. I bet Northern Ireland they fucking get them as well. Oh, we are so washed.
I've got friends that moved to Wales to get away from the Conservative government because they were like, I just don't want to be around these people. I want to be in the best place I possibly can be to avoid the damage they're going to do. I didn't know that about Wales either. I knew that was in Scotland. We've had a couple of shows where we've had Scots on talking about what's been going on up there and the differences and how they feel they've been treated. So that's wild. I didn't know that. But
With
I
that
know
being
going.
said, Wales do also have a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit that's recently been enforced. So, I mean, to an extent, fuck that. But
You're not going to be speeding to your local pharmacy, but at least you'll get it for free. So,
I guess there's also a thing about Brexit that we've slightly skirted around with all of that. Because it's interesting, because you've obviously got Gen Z saying they want a dictatorship, but there are also huge numbers of Gen Z also wanting to rejoin the EU, which is clearly not a dictatorship, despite all the Brexiteer far right nut jobs in the UK saying that it's a dictatorship.
I'm pretty sure Farage told me that it's a dictatorship, so
It must be true.
There we go.
When does Farage ever lie about
I'm
anything?
pretty sure he's never lied about anything, and that's the best part about him. So,
Yeah, I believe that. I also did get kicked in the head by a horse, so.
not like that two-tier Kia,
Yeah, true that.
I mean, the church has had another scandal today about sexual misconduct. You've got the Archbishop resigning because they're hiding a PDF, and you're going, oh my God, there's a huge scandal here. And the media just slowly and surely move away from that. We were talking about it last week, weren't we, with Epstein and Maxwell. Maxwell's in jail. She groomed people, so she brought little children to other people, and she's the only one. And everyone's been told it's the biggest scandal in US history, and she's the only one in jail. And everyone else has just brushed it under the carpet. And you're just going, you mentioned the two-tier thing. It's clearly not in that direction. Like, that's three cases in a week with the church. And then you've got Calvin. Did you see he did the Hitler salute again?
When?
Calvin is a guy that he claims he's some sort of priest. I think he claims he's, I think he says that he's in the Anglican Church, or
Is
I've
this
read
Calvin
this.
Robinson?
Yeah.
Off GB News? Was he on
Yeah.
GB News?
And he got sacked from that, didn't he? You see, he did a Hitler salute to show his camaraderie with Musk.
Do you know what? I see it. We're in the 20s now. It just makes sense. They say history repeats itself. I didn't realize it would be a century on, but here we are. But the
To the
players are going to be different. Do you see all the jokes about in World War III, Germany's going to be on Europe's side? And America's going to be with the Nazis. So we've changed the players now. It's an alt universe. It's an alt timeline we're in. So Germany's going to be on the UK side for once in a world war. It's going to be crazy.
Shit, does that mean we're going to be wedged between America and the new USSR? Is that the scenario? Craig, how do we get out of this? You're in the
Fuck
military.
if I
What's
know, mate.
just
Keep a low profile on it. We'll just be like, look, guys, we're not involved. We're Switzerland. This is one. We are now Switzerland.
The good thing about Kia is that we all know he's indecisive. So worst case scenario, we'll potter back and forth between both teams, but never will arrive at any given one. So we'll just kind of stay out of the battle,
If he's, it could be a case where because he's so boring, no one notices us anymore. Which is literally what ambassadors and former, I think the former head of MI6 came out and he said, I've been around Europe after I left and no one's talking about us.
It's great. That's what you want, a low profile. No one cares. Oh, you're just a small island off the coast. It's like, okay, no one cares. To be fair, there is the German elections coming up, actually. I say Germany could be on our side. It might be different. Who knows? With their elections coming up, I think in the next few weeks, I think they're going to have elections over there. So that's going to be scary as hell. So yeah, we just keep a low profile. Don't mention anyone. Don't call out anyone. And if you get asked about anything, say, I didn't see it. They're like, oh, do you see Elon Musk? Nice. No, I didn't see it, mate. Didn't see it. I was on airplane mode with the kids at Pizza Express in Woking. That's where I was.
Slightly going, how do we? I'm slight. There's something that's quite good that no one's talking about with the EU at the moment, and it actually seems to be repressing a lot of the people who I think in the 1930s would have gone full dictator. I think Viktor Orban has damaged democracy in Hungary, but he hasn't gone full dictator yet. I think he rigged the last election, was the claim that the EU were putting on him, which is why they're withholding funds. But there's still some elements of democracy within Hungary. And obviously, that people have representation within the EU now. I think Meloni's been checked. And I think, interestingly, none of the far right groups like Le Pen, I can never remember the name of the guy from the Netherlands. And I think one of the leaders from
Dirtfielders.
Sweden. Yeah. They're not talking about leaving the EU anymore. As soon as they saw the damage of Brexit, it's been interesting to see how they've like changed their attitudes towards it all.
I think they've got different enemies they want to fight, to be fair. I think Meloni would be like asylum seekers from like Libya and stuff like that. And I think with the Netherlands, it'd be Muslims. With Le Pen, probably Muslims as well. So they've got different enemies. Whereas in the UK, the EU are very much the enemy, the Eastern Bloc and stuff like that. So I think it's a case of them having different people they're targeting, as well as like people in Europe seeing Brexit and be like, yeah, that's fucked. We don't want to do that. Because after Brexit happened, Le Pen was like, whoa, no one talked about leaving. We talked about reforming it. And you're just like, that's a bit pathetic from you. But that I think they've got different enemies now. And the fact that with Orban specifically, he needs the EU money, he needs the
Yes.
structural funds, and they've been very They've cut off a lot of the money that that would have gone to Hungary, and he needs that money to keep stable, because if their economy collapses, that's him gone. So he knows that. So that's why he's a bit weird. He tries to play the fence too much with those guys, but like I think with the most of them, they have a different enemy. It's brown people like me, rather than people from like Poland and stuff, who and Romanian specifically. That's who Nigel Farage hated the most.
Yeah, he definitely had to be in his bonnet with Romanians. Oh, to be fair, he's had to be in his bonnet with Romanians, Jewish people, Muslims,
Bulgarians.
Bulgarians. I mean, it's just, but of course, he's not far right. We can't say that. And I mean, I saw him on this morning. Like, why are you interviewing that guy? Like, he literally has a set of riots named after him, which was done by, in part or to a huge extent, done by James O'Brien. Farage didn't sue him because I think actually he'd fucking lose. He'd be under a huge amount of pressure to be able to provide evidence that he wasn't the one spreading the rumor that caused a bunch of nationalists to go off the deep end. What do you think, Craig?
Yeah, I mean, it would be kind of hard to, I mean, especially at that point when you're an elected MP, to kind of turn to social media first and speculate needlessly when, a responsible MP might say, even if you were to put out a social media statement, which he's probably inclined to do, it would even be, I would even empathize if he said something like, "This is an atrocity. We want to get a hold of the situation. Therefore, I'm going to, head to London right now, and I'm not leaving until I've got answers for you guys and X, Y, and Z." At least you're kind of playing into the idea that you're agnostic, about what any of the causes are. But what he did was, it was very calculated. The speculation was, in line with the kind of speculation or outright sort of lies that you were hearing again from people like Andrew Tate.
Eric Cartman.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, holy shit. What a guy. What a man. What a man. Yeah, he's a prick.
That's our quote for the show, you realize.
That's it. I'm picturing the thumbnail now. I'll do like an angry face and just straight across the top. Red arrow pointing circles, the lot.
Brexit 5-year anniversary. Can you point to any success? What are your thoughts, Madge?
The Conservative Party are gone. We don't have to do pointless EU elections because no one cared about them. That's about it, I think. I can't think of too many other ones. There's that AI nonsense, and then China were like, "Haha, psych, our machine's better anyways." And I was like, "Ugh, okay, we had no chance anyways." Like from the beginning, people, "Oh, the UK could become a hub for AI," and China were like, "Nice joke, guys."
What about
So,
the 350 million for the NHS?
oh yeah, that's
yeah,
worked out
it's a
so
good thing,
well.
right?
That sounds great, yeah. All the healthcare workers from the EU that left, that's gone really well.
I love the fact that you sometimes get these right-wing trolls coming on and going, oh, we did get the money. And I go, well, they did increase it and it was relatively similar, but if you actually look, we were still paying money into the EU at that point when
We
when
still
gave
are
the
now.
budget increase, which
We're
meant that
still.
the fucking money was always there. They just didn't want to spend it.
We're still paying into the EU budget now because we still have loads of liabilities and stuff we have to pay, and pensions and whatnot. So, and Farage is still going to get his pension from the EU. So, we'll still be paying in for a long time, I think, in terms of pension liabilities and stuff. So, yeah, there's not really any benefits, I think, apart from the Conservatives going. But I think that was going to happen anyways at some point. So, I'm not seeing it.
Rachel Reeves was out today saying, I think she got pulled up by ITV reporter Preston.
Oh.
And he said, look, you're all about growth. That's been your whole thing this week. Why don't you just go back into the EU? Because everyone's saying that's the best thing. And then Lord Sugar came out and said the same thing. And then guess what Nigel Farage said?
We had a referendum.
Yeah, pretty much. On this morning, had a referendum. That's what people chose. It's just not been implemented correctly. And of course, people like, and I used to be a fan of Kat Dealey. Not they didn't exactly push back on that or question it or go, well, what about these stats or what about this? And yet they've literally platformed the guy. He even said thank you. There was a kicker within that interview. He said thank you to ITV for putting me on the game. What's that game show where you're out in the fucking Australian
I'm a
outback?
celebrity. I'm a celebrity, yeah.
He said thank you because that skyrocketed me on social media and I couldn't have done it without you. And I was
It
just like, what? Was that
rehabilitated
like,
him. That's what I did. It made him like cool man of the people again. Look, he's doing bush tucker trials and all this nonsense, and people forget the guy's an absolute scumbag. So yeah, he's a prick, honestly. But he's very good at playing the media game. He's one of the best at it. And the problem is the media keep platforming him. I think partly because he gets numbers, but also partly because they think it's like a balance thing where they're like, oh, we had the Labour and the Conservatives on, let's get someone else on. And it's like the Green Party exists, guys. They are real. They have elected MPs now, or they always have done, but they have more elected MPs now. Like, bring them on to actually discuss stuff and
More
not just attack
councillors.
the Labour Party. Like, actually ask them about policy rather than just saying, oh, the Labour Party is shit, aren't they? And it's like, yes.
Less racists, more councillors,
Yeah.
like policies that try and protect the environment.
NIMBYs as well. They can question them on the NIMBY stuff. That's easy. That's easy headline if you want it. Oh yeah, green politician wants green tech, but not here, not where they live. That's an easy media one. Like I could do that one.
I think Jimmy the Giant did a video on that saying, oh no, there was another guy from YouTube. I'll put it up on here, but he was, I think he pointed, oh, Brit, he did a video called Britain's a Dump.
Oh shit, I saw that video. That was really good. That was really, really good. Yeah.
No, it's not wrong to be fair. I mean, I know we're going to talk about him later potentially, but Tucker Carlson was saying Britain's a dump, and I was like, it's very
Did he
hard
say
to
that
argue
today?
against that. He said that in his interview with
Piers Morgan,
yeah,
with
he
the
said like
interviewer.
Britain's like kind of a dump, and then he took a dig at Sadiq Khan. I was like, shut the fuck up.
What was he
So
saying? Was he
he was
complaining
like, oh,
because?
he stuck a middle finger to Christianity or something like that, and I'm like, what? I'm like who? Like what are you talking about? So yeah, he's an idiot, but I think he's trying to take a dig at him because he's Asian. It's like, have you seen like how many American mayors are from minority backgrounds? Quite a few. So I don't see what his problem is.
The country isn't really even Christian anymore. It's atheist. Like
Yeah,
all the
but that's
stats are showing that in the census, and it's just moving in that direction. But then
yeah.
the ones in the census that do say that they're Christian, we said it again last week. 600,000 people go to church every year, every
Yeah,
week, every year.
it's a
That's such an
cultural thing, isn't
unbelievable
it?
stat.
It's more a cultural thing, or like a status thing, I think, or just something that their parents identified as, so they identify as. But yeah, no, that guy's a joke anyways, Tucker Carlson, so, and Piers Morgan, both clowns.
And what they were saying about he blamed liberal white women who were menopausal as the cause for all the misery on Trump. And you're like, and then Piers Morgan laughed. He laughed at women going through the menopause because obviously he had to associate himself with Tucker and not get in a fight with him or call him out for something like that. Because, Piers has got such a great track record with women, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, Meghan Markle hurt that man more than anyone else has. That's for sure. But I just, yeah, they're two like idiots, really. Like, Piers Morgan is such a contrarian when it suits him. Like, it's one of the reasons why he's so good against the Conservative government, because he's just a massive contrarian. And then he just pivots and starts, talking nonsense. I think it was over knife crime or something like that. And you're just like, bro, please, like, stick to talking about Arsenal. I actually don't, because they don't like you either.
I've got to say, Craig, your video where you dissected Morgan on Merkel was damn good. I didn't know half that stuff as well, that how much he actually had liked her.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of a lot of the videos that I produce start with me kind of having like a I don't want to say like a baseless opinion of somebody, but kind of my assumption of this person is that they're not great people. The whole point of the sort of I suppose what you don't see is the fact that if I research somebody and I actually kind of think, ah, no, that's kind of like I get the criticism, but it's a little bit petty, so I'm not. I've done the research. I've written up some notes. I kind of don't think they're not like absolutely horrible human beings. I think they're just normal people with differing opinions. Fine. I'll kind of scrap that video idea. A lot of what makes it onto the channel are the people where I kind of go, oh shit, yeah, this guy's a complete asshole. And he's definitely one. He's definitely one. Pretty much every opinion that I see him kind of tout is, it's always in service to something that's going to work in his favor, either immediately or later down the line. He's completely open to the idea of turning on a dime when it comes to sort of his principles. And you kind of, I mean, that interview was just AIDS on camera. It was just the worst fucking thing. Almost everything that he agreed with Tucker Carlson on, you kind of think, oh my God, like, what is this guy?
He did turn around and, I mean, yeah, it was fucking awful. Tucker even said at one stage, how can I be a Russian agent because I'm American? It's like, do you know anything about the Cold War? Like,
Yeah.
and all the spies and all the secrets that got passed over to Russia. Are you aware of any American traitors? Like, the fuck are you talking about?
And
All this.
it's damning either way, because he's either too stupid to understand that that's, that you can tout an opinion that you genuinely believe, and if Russia thinks, do you know what, this is a bit of me, I'm going to start, putting money into this guy's work to, amplify the message. Either you're too stupid to understand that that's a thing, or you're lying about it,
It can be both as well.
or both, yeah.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, the whole thing where he went over to Russia and he was talking about how great Russia was
And the
because they.
supermarkets, right? He was walking around the supermarkets, and the prices are amazing. Oh my, wow! And if you look at the I know that we're probably not going to get into it too much, but if you look at the whole Tenet Media stuff, are you familiar with?
No.
Yeah, I know about that stuff, yeah.
Tell the
Oh my god!
audience. Tell the audience.
So it basically came out that a company, I think, that was founded by Lauren Chen. She's like a conservative YouTube political commentator person. She founded a company, I think, with her husband, called Tenet Media, and it was basically funded by the Russians. And it came out that I think Tim Pool, Dave Rubin, and a bunch of other sort of pretty big political commentators, people with, subscriber bases of in the millions, were being paid. I want to say it was something like, I think Dave Rubin was getting paid something like $40,000 a week or a month or something like that, just to, for a non-exclusive content deal, to just publish content. And then with the caveat that they would also be able to share content on their sort of Tenet Media profiles or whatever. And I
Fucking
think somebody who was involved in that kind of case, they actually referenced that Tucker Carlson video of him being in Russia, walking around the supermarkets and stuff like that. And I think the person who was organizing the publishing of that content, they were reported as saying something like, "Are we sure we want to post this? This seems almost too propagandist for us to post."
holy shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's wild. I'll see if I can find the story and send it over to you, because it's fascinating to read. And like you said, you bridge that line between, you're either too stupid to realize that you are an asset of the Russian government, and you can't comprehend that you are doing their work for them, or you understand that being paid 40 grand to publish a few videos, and with no exclusive content kind of agreements or anything like that, you just kind of go, it's probably fine. Which one is it?
Fuck it off, yeah.
Or both,
It was that wild thing where he turned up and he was pushing the trolley cart onto a magnetic escalator, and he made it out as if it was like this revolutionary technology. And you're just like, you clearly get people to go and get your shopping and bring it to your house. You do not leave the house when you're saying, because that's been in fucking IKEA for like a decade, and you're making it out as if it's like brand new tech. And it's just
He
like,
doesn't
wow.
shop at IKEA, so it makes sense. He doesn't go there. He gets his furniture ready made. He's not bothering putting down flat vacs. That's peasant stuff.
Or B&Q.
Yeah, B&Q. They don't have one of those in America. He's having the Swedish meatballs while they're fixing up his fixing up his cabinet. That's what's happening there.
Maybe they could do a video series on it. Maybe they could just walk Tucker Carlson around like a Walmart or something, and he's like picking up like cartons of milk and going, "Guys, look, there's like little black and white stripes, and they can just like shoot it with a laser gun, and oh my God, it just pops up on the screen." And
They got three kinds of milk here. They've got full fat milk, they have semi skim milk, and then they have the bad milk that no one buys. And yet people still make it for some reason.
my God, one
He
asshole.
slightly had that reaction with the bread. He did actually, when he was like going around the supermarket looking at the Russian bread, he was trying to make it out as if it was the best bread that he's ever had. And it is,
Didn't
as you
he?
said, I don't
I think he
know.
referenced that in the interview, didn't he, with Piers Morgan? And he was talking about like how bad Wonder Bread is, and how the Americans need to fix that, because they found Wonder Bread in the pyramids and it was still good to eat and all this kind of stuff, and you're kind of like, holy shit,
In fairness, American
guys.
food is garbage, so it makes sense why he'd be so impressed with Russian food. It's like, look, guys, there's barely any chemicals in this.
Look, guys, there's mold on the bread. Amazing.
This has only a week
Two
sell
for
by date.
one.
Our food's got 2 months.
Talking of crazy, I don't even know where to begin with this because it is actually so batshit. You've got RFK and the Senate, and we touched on it in the True and False, where I think it was Senator Bennett, I think it was, who was bringing up all these little comments that he had said in the past. Did you guys catch that?
I watched about two clips of it where they did that. Yeah, it's quite fun.
Yeah, is that where he said he was like calling him out for saying that COVID was engineered to like target black and white people and all that crazy shit, right?
Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah.
Was it? It was, and it didn't target Chinese people. So they somehow genetically engineered a virus that would only target. Look, I mean, I will say this: when COVID broke, a couple of friends of mine worked in the labs in Oxford, and they had looked at the genetic sequencing of the COVID virus, and I was talking to her about it, and I was saying, is it possible that it's genetically engineered? And they said, well, normally you can tell, you can see where it's being resequenced. But they said, and I said, look, is it, how long or how many years would it be until you would be able to do it to such an extent you wouldn't be able to notice? And they said, probably about 10 years. So it was quite wild to find out that that rumor that we were all told wasn't true, that it was just, you know, from a bat in a wet market. It actually now turns out that the conspiracy theorists were correct on that, and that it actually does look like it's come from, I think that's been confirmed, doesn't it, that it did actually come from a lab?
I don't think it's been confirmed, but I think it's a good bet that it could have come from a lab.
Is it a bet still so far?
I think
so
it's looking like, I mean, they're never going to admit it, like there was a lab leak like that, because yeah, you know, like that's something you, the amount of damages you've done with that, you're better off just saying, yeah, it was a wet market in some random place, and don't eat bats, guys. So yeah, that's a good message. That's a good PSA for anyone in China who wants to go to China to eat bats. It's bad. But yeah, I think with the genetic sequencing, that stuff, some Resident Evil stuff, I don't want to ever see that. So
but the idea it can target genetic groups specifically, I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about? Or I think Lyme disease was a genetically engineered disease made by the US military. That was another one. Then there was debate about whether or not vaccines would work, either making you more likely to become transgender or have autism.
They had video evidence of him saying that, didn't they? I think it was a clip of him saying these things, maybe.
Maybe. I know, like, I know,
I think
some
a lot of it
came
was transcripts.
And some of it was transcripts.
Yeah, I think a lot of it was transcripts. I don't think it's impactful. I think if you have someone on video, it's very hard to deny it. When you have a transcript, you can say, oh, context or whatever. Or I was joking, guys. It was a joke.
Well, yeah, Trump's done that, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the stuff that he ended up saying, well, it was caught on camera. He just said, oh, it's out of context. I mean, that's always the classic thing. You know, you've got to know the context for you to be able to say that.
Yeah.
I'll never forget Jordan Klepper interviewing that woman and saying, Trump said, grab them by the, is that okay? She goes, that's locker room talk. To which he then went, does your husband say that? She's like, no. Would it be okay for your son to say that? No. Your grandparents? No.
Only in the change rooms. They're allowed to say stuff like that.
Just like, fucking, it's as you said, like you end up going, has, and this is another conspiracy theory, has Putin like successfully infiltrated American society so much that he has brainwashed them into being stupid? Or
I think they did that to themselves.
Lies?
I think they did that to themselves, and like they underfund schools. It's just massive propaganda. Their sports are a joke. They have like a bloody, their halftime at their sports is just full of ads. Like that society's cooked. So yeah, America's like, yeah.
I would defend their sports within the education system for university, because I think university goes over the top and just frankly exploits a lot of people within it. But the actual, because I worked out there, and the facilities that they had, we would die for over here.
It depends on the school though. It depends on what city you're in as well. Like if you're in the more rural areas, I've heard it's pretty bad. And you've got teachers buying resources and stuff. So if you're in like a nice affluent area,
are we talking about the UK now?
You're talking about the US, no.
Because it seems like they're both similar in that.
Yeah, respect. I mean, we always follow them, don't we? Like, you know, they have like really bad waterways. We have really bad waterways. Their infrastructure's crumbling, so is ours. They don't really have trains. Ours are trash. So, you know, we kind of copy them to an extent. So, yeah, you know, their schools in some areas are not great. So in a lot of areas, I think their education's not good. So
I worked out in the countryside, out in the sticks, and I was still impressed. They still have
what
better
state was it?
Sports. Kentucky, which is one of the poorest states.
They got oil money though. Lots of oil.
I don't think
and
they
fried
did
chicken.
At the time. I don't think they did at the time when I was out there. Yeah. I think the oil discoveries only came recently, didn't they?
They got big fried chicken though. Lots of fried chicken over there, surely.
They have a lot of fried chicken.
Money from that.
still to say they had soccer field, baseball, American football, and they had an indoor basketball stadium.
Sports are big over there, and land is quite cheap. But sports is a way out of poverty over there, and it makes sense. Like in the UK, like you have to be like middle class or rich to actually be good at sport. Like in terms of make a career out of it, it's really hard to actually
Apart from
get
football.
scouted and stuff like that unless you're like rich, got good money, go to private school. Like a lot of athletes are from private schools here. Where in America, I think it's a bit different because their draft system.
I'll give you it's different over there and it's more accessible because I mean most of the sports, if you really want to get big, you've got to go and I'm mainly talking about football here. You would have to join us. You wouldn't be able, you're less likely to be able to do it through a school. You're more likely to do it through an academy. And the problem with an academy system is unless the academy's got a lot of money and they really like you have to rely on your parents to be able to drive you to games or family members to drive you to games, and they've got to like sort of sacrifice that time to be able for you to go and do it. That's really difficult for a lot of families, and especially when we've got this cost of living crisis for them to be able to do that now. But it does seem to be one way for a lot of working class people to be able to get out of poverty is through at least football in this country. Not to say that other sports don't do that, I'm just not aware of the stats. So I might push back a bit on that because I don't think a lot of working class family, because when you're playing football for an academy, and that seems to be the gateway to, you know, getting a full contract, and it's only 1% of 1% that'll do it, you need to be able to drive to games all over the county.
Andrea, yeah.
That's expensive. You can try by bus, good luck, but you're more likely to miss a get, or by tube if you're, you know, even by tube you can't really do. I'm just talking about London here, but you've got to get around by bus, and that's okay-ish around London, but outside of London. And that's why I've always been an advocate that the schools should do it, because I've always felt that the schools would be, this is a really wild direction that we've gone on when I was literally talking about
Sports.
conspiracy theories with RFK. I'll just finish on this. I would like to see the schools invest more in sports because I think that's a way to improve IQ and it's good for the country and everyone's health. There's little argument for people not being able to do that. Shall we go back to Trump and his crazy speech about we'll finish off? Trump came out and said that disabled people are the cause of the crash between the helicopter and the plane over Washington, D.C. I'm like, wow, what the fuck? Do you want to give me, I'll give you a full info on that, which is essentially he seems to claim that the FAA, which is the Federal Aviation Authority, so they're the ones that run the radar, had hired people who weren't up to the job. And then he suggested that it was disabled people who were in charge at the time that caused the crash.
Is it in charge of the plane or in charge of the FAA?
In charge of the radar that should have been making sure that the two didn't collide, even though I think one of them's a military helicopter. So I also wonder how much they've got to say over what the helicopter's doing. I don't know what the rules and regs are. Thoughts, Craig? What do you, I just like,
I mean, it's another in a long line of, I mean, even just this week, a lot of crazy shit that, Donald Trump and co have said, especially when I think in his speech he kind of it was when I know we spoke about this before the kind of you can see when he goes off script. You can see when normal human beings have written something for him to say, and then when his brain just kicks in and he starts doing his Trump thing, where he talks about how the FAA not caving to DEI is something that he was really passionate about when he first came into office in 2016. And he says it's one of the first things that he solved. It was one of the first things that he did was make sure that disabled people and people who aren't, I think he said people who don't have the mental fortitude or something like that. He said I made that problem go away when I first came into office, and now it's such a shame that this has happened when he was supposed to have solved it in 2016, and yet it's been the cause of this problem now. So presumably he didn't solve it, but now he's going to solve it. Trust me, guys. And it's definitely disabled people that we should be angry at here, and not just a failing of a system and a freak accident or whatever it may turn out to be. Again, another long line in Donald Trump saying weird, crazy conspiratorial shit, to villainize a group of people that he isn't particularly fond of.
I mean, I want to say so much, but I've talked too much, Madge.
Yeah, I think with Trump, like you said, he's going to use it against DEI, that those kind of schemes. I think he'll blame Biden. I think he'll say, "I fixed it in 2016. Nothing like this happened." And then you voted in Biden, and he did all this DEI stuff, and now look, there's a crash. So,
He's blamed Biden and Obama as well,
yeah, don't
of
go. So,
course, naturally.
not a surprise at all. Like, so yeah, that's what he'll do, and especially when he's gone on that track, because a lot of right wingers don't like those kind of schemes, and then some of them actually benefit from it, and now they're like, oh my God, this is so unfair. Like, I moved out all the way out here in rural like Kansas or something, to get this job with the VA, and now I've lost it because of Trump's schemes that he's passed. And you're like, you fucking moron, enjoy unemployment. Like, come on, man. So yeah, like, this thing is exactly what Trump kind of needed to push his that side of it, the culture war. And yeah, it's not going to be great for like certain groups within federal government.
You know, I just look at that and go, he's made it all about him again. This disaster's happened. There's no investigation, so no one's really sure. He'll have heard stuff, but he wouldn't have been able to piece it all together at that point. He's made it all about him again because he's a narcissistic piece of shit, and that's what a narcissist would do. And I can't tell if he wants it to be about him or he wants to protect his image. And the thing, and this is my history hat coming on, I said this a few weeks back. He's reminding me of Nero. And when Rome burned, Nero sat there fiddling. And then when he had to blame someone, he picked the Christians and he started having them executed for the fire, even though there's no evidence of that, because he couldn't have a situation where something negative could get blamed on him. But I'll say a positive thing. When I heard him do that, that just made me go, that's him from 4 years ago. That's the thing that got his approval rating down to one of the lowest ever for a president. And I'm going, his approval rating's already gone down. It went down 5% in terms of approval, and it went up 10% with disapproval in less than a fucking week. So I'm going, if he starts doing this is just going to rehash old memories from people who are going to relive what he was like last time and go, shit, it's there again. And I think I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to say he's going to lose the House and the Senate in 2 years. And he'll be a lame duck president because I looked at that and went, he's so fucking stupid and so narcissistic that he can't see that deflecting it about him and making it about him actually just damaged his image. And he's going to do that all the way through. And I mean, we talked about RFK. That is a fucking awful appointment if that goes through. He is going to get in deep, deep shit very quickly with having RFK in there. Because of all the weird shit he seems to be thinking and claiming and trying to do. Even though there are, look, having healthier food and getting people fit, I'm always going to say, look, if that's RFK's part of his policy, great. But overall, he just looks fucking dangerous. So there's my prediction. So we've got a couple of exclusives. Craig, thank you so much for coming on. We are at an end. If you and Madge, wonderful co-host, thank you again as usual. If you like the video and you want to see more of this, hit the notification button, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button.
Be sure to tune in next week for another exciting story from the files of Police Squad.
Craig. You're stuck on a desert island. You need to get off. You only have three people to choose to help you get off the island. Actually, it's fucking awesome because you are ex-military. Katie Hopkins, Dominic Cummings, Piers Morgan.
As in, which one am I going to choose?
To help you get off the island.
Do you know what? I would say that not only is the person that I would pick, if I'm going to be the nicest that I possibly can be, the best version of myself, and not at all angry at the world as I am, I would probably say Dominic Cummings. I would say he's the smartest of them. I don't think anybody would have any other illusion. That's obviously the case. And for a lot of his sins and for a lot of his narcissism, I think he does genuinely believe what he says. And I can't say the same for the other two. Dominic Cummings.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't believe. Yeah, it's like again referencing that video you talked about earlier, where you were talking about Morgan and his attitude to Merkel. And I never twigged that Harry would obviously have a beef with him because he'd basically jacked his phone. But also, from his perspective as a kid, was like, you're part of the press that killed my mum.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you're just like, right, well then, and then Pierce has just gone mental, literally mental. Anyway, Madge, that's a great answer.
Thank you.
You have two TV channels that you must watch on a daily basis, and only these two. So you can only pick one of the two. Ben Shapiro hosting Love Island.
Fuck. Oh.
Nadine Dorris hosting Mastermind.
I'm taking Nadine Dorris because, like I said, I quote this clip a lot. The digital culture clip where she was talking about digital security is one of my favorite clips on the internet of all time. And I hope you play that here just to let the audience, to remind the audience how great it is. So yeah, I'm going with Nadine Dorris because I guarantee she's going to read off the wrong answer and the guests can be like, "Are you sure about that?" And she'll be like, And
Boris told me that was the right answer. So
and the amount of wine she may or may not drink during the day is yeah, definitely.
She's definitely a day drinker, 100%.
Allegedly, hypothetically speaking.
Yeah. Props.
She may
I'm
going
to change my answer as well. I'm going to change my answer to the first question.
Okay.
Another reason why I'd pick Dominic Cummings is because I could use his gigantic head as like a buoy, and I could just float my way to safety on his massive fucking forehead.
That was That's the fair. Best bit of spinning image where they showed his sucking in and out. And then he was from another planet.
He has got a big head, to be fair.
It's a comedy from COVID, honestly.
You can sail it to Barnard Castle.
So you're going to hollow out Dominic Cummings' skull.
Be like what they did to Ant-Man, where they just live in a giant Ant-Man skull. It'd be like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, last one. Because Valentine's Day is coming up, we're doing Love, Marry, Send to Mars. So, Craig, Angela Rayner, Keir Starmer, Chomsky.
Okay. Wait, what were the options again?
Love, Marry, Send to Mars.
And it was Starmer,
Angela Chomsky. Rayner, Noam Chomsky.
Keir Starmer's got firm hands, hasn't he? He looks like he's built. He looks like he's good for a cuddle, doesn't he? He'd be boring, but this he'd get you to sleep, wouldn't he?
I got to tell you about the time.
Fucking straight to sleep. That'd be nice. So I'd love Keir. I love a good Keir. I would.
You've done yourself here.
I've done myself here now, haven't I?
You because, have, yeah. You want a mulligan on that?
No, I'm gonna stick with my guns. I'll marry Ange. She's
Tom
my girl.
Skeeter Mars.
Yeah, I'd send him to Mars, and I'd send him an Elon's rocket as well. I'd send him an Elon's rocket. I'd say, do you know what? To be fair, he's had a good run. We've got the most out of him. We've got a couple of books to read as we're curled up in bed next to Keir.
He's going to radicalize the Martians against us. It's going to go so badly. It's going to go so badly when he comes back.
He's going to spread the word. It's going to be great. It's, yeah.
Oh, dear. Madge.
Come on.
Love, Marry, Mars, Truss, Fox, Doris.
Liam Fox. Is that?
Lawrence Fox.
Lawrence Fox. Oh, he's going straight to Mars. Okay, that's the easy one. Yeah, I'm sending brother to Mars.
But you're not going to be able to listen to his music. We'll never hear another live performance.
I'm doing humanity a favour. So yeah, the people are respect for that. And you got Nadine Doris or...
Was that Jeremy Vine as well?
Yeah, it was
Jeremy Vine.
How did they not twig he was shit?
I think they must have.
I reckon they cut away from Jeremy, and they kind of, it was like Lawrence Fox, and then they just cut away, and then everybody listening just buried their head and just thought, what the fuck have we inflicted on the world? You know,
it's like, is this the singing talent that got him buried to Billy Piper? Is this what we're hearing right now? All right, cool. I've got Liz Truss and Nadine Doris. I'd say I would love Nadine Doris because she's goofy. That means I have to marry Liz Truss, which is sad. But it wouldn't last long. So the question would be, does the marriage last longer than Elias?
For life.
For life.
For life.
Oh, shit. I'll commit.